There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Good evening. We're also joined by Nina Maria Potts on the line from Washington. Nina, good to have you on once again.
Thank you.
Can we start with Mark Zuckerberg offering his testimony today? What's the story there?
Well, Facebook members are going to be finding out pretty soon whether they are among the 87 million potential users whose data was shared with this company, Cambridge Analytica, which is really at the source of the scandal. Every account holder is going to be receiving one of two notices informing them whether or not their data was breached. Zuckerberg is having meetings today, Monday, here in Washington, ahead of 2 days of congressional hearings. He's appearing before U.S. lawmakers on Capitol Hill, and there's a lot of speculation over how those meetings will go, because Zuckerberg, as you know, is not particularly well known for his public speaking abilities, and he's bound to get a grilling. There are some calls in some quarters for his removal. There was a conference call with reporters a few days ago, and he was asked a very simple question, whether or not the company's board had ever discussed him stepping down as chairman. He said not that he was aware of. But some investors are looking a little bit jittery over Facebook's situation as he heads to Capitol Hill. This is Zuckerberg tomorrow and Wednesday. I think the consensus is that the company is facing its biggest crisis yet. What we haven't seen is private citizens abandon Facebook in droves.
And Nina, we know there was a fatal fire at Trump Tower in Manhattan over the weekend. Do you have any more details on that?
Well, one man died in the fire. Six firefighters were injured. It broke out on the 50th floor. The police have identified the victim as Todd Brasner. He was 67 years old. President Trump himself tweeting that the building was in good shape, that it was a well-built building. He commended firefighters. That tweet alone got him into some trouble in some quarters. People felt that he hadn't been sympathetic enough towards the victims. No members of the Trump family were in the tower during the fire. But clearly a lot of media attention on a very high-profile building belonging to the president.
Nina, let me ask you about China's response, the tit-for-tat response we're seeing in trade terms at the moment. A trade deal is apparently impossible with the US under current conditions. That's the quotation we've seen today.
Trump has been tweeting again about China. It's been a real thorn in his side for several weeks now. He complained Monday morning about the stupid trade with China, which I think investors are still feeling pretty jittery about. It's an escalating trade war that if you're a little country or perhaps a company in the room, what you're seeing is two elephants, two superpowers, China and the U.S., fighting it out in a confined space. And if you're trapped under those two elephants, then you're going to be crushed. So I think that's where the investment anxiety, the market anxiety, is coming from. President Trump is insistent that he has sort of held true to his campaign promise to do something about trade with China. He's felt for a long time that it's unfair. So I think we're entering sort of a precarious period with China, even though President Trump has signaled that there may be a trade deal possible with China. China, as you say, coming out strongly and saying that it can't do a deal under these conditions.
And Nina, just finally, the trial, the sexual assault retrial of actor Bill Cosby is underway now too.
Well, Bill Cosby is a character for many people around the world. It may not be that well known. He was very much a generational icon for a generation of Americans, a TV personality certainly, and a comedian known for his family-style television. As you know, the first trial against him collapsed last June after the jury failed to reach a verdict, and he is now in court again in Pennsylvania. It's been a fairly chaotic beginning to his trial. It's significant because this time around it comes on the back of the social media explosion of the Me Too movement, which is about, you know, women's empowerment. And I think a sense that although this is a difficult trial and the first one fell apart, there's perhaps more social pressure, public pressure and momentum to try and secure a conviction.
Nina Maria Potts is based in Washington, D.C. Appreciate your time, Nina. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.